On this day, as we celebrate the fifth day of the octave of Pentecost, and as we approach the marvelous octave on Sunday of the Most Holy and Most Blessed Trinity, we also begin on this day the month of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so there are many reasons for us to rejoice, for us to celebrate, and for us to give thanks to God. In addition, also, we have the feast of a saint who is related to us in a way, St. Angela Merici, who was a foundress in the 16th century of the Order of St. Ursula, or the Ursuline nuns. And it was to such a one, in the midst of the horrible Masonic French Revolution, that Our Lady appeared under the guise of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, who has been of great assistance to this shrine and parish for many years. And thus, eventually, they would bring a statue that was made almost miraculously by the speed of Our Lady in the way that she appeared, and very miraculously by the ways in which it was possible for them to come and to bring the Blessed Mother to New Orleans, where she is enshrined in her magnificent shrine, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. But today also, we need to remember and remind ourselves of the great blessing that we have in the Holy Eucharist, in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is synonymous, that He comes to us, that He opens Himself to us, that He gives Himself to us. And as He does so, He also sends to us, until the end of time, His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son. And so we are truly blessed in every which way, all around us, and hopefully inside of us as well. If we are in the state of grace, the Holy Spirit dwells and shines and unites us to the most sacred, most holy heart of Jesus, whose month we celebrate, beginning with this day, the 1st of June. So today, we call upon the Holy Spirit to fill us with the fire of divine love and to show us how to love the heart of Jesus and the Father more as He Himself loves them. He who is the love of the Father for the Son, of the Son for the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.